Good Saturday morning, everybody. This is Tommy Blaney, and this is your Blaney Philosophy Podcast. So we're wrapping up our discussion of the X-Man today, and we're moving on. And I've been taking a look at what we can move on to. So the X-Man, they say, was a founder of these guys, the Eleatics. Or it's debatable. I don't know. It's kind of like debatable. It depends on who you go to. How much respect the X-Man gets. Some people say he's like one of the founders of the Eleatics. Some people say, he's not so great. He's not like Socrates. He's not so great. Socrates. So, but, you know, he's got a couple other guys that are linked to him closely. And who are those guys? Yeah, I'm going to tell you. We got Parmenides. And then we got Zeno of Elea and Milesus of Samos. So these are guys who were Elea, right? So Elea is where Parmenides was. It's a Greek colony located in southern Italy. We'll get into all that later. But the big three players we got on our plate are going to be Parmenides, Zeno of Elea, and Milesus of Samos. I'm going to do some research on this. Probably Parmenides is the guy we want to go to first, because he's like the big name. Or we could go in chronological order. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, so these guys were, I guess, like, they really went right at religion. And to be honest, You know, as soon as somebody says they're going to be honest with you, they're about to start lying. But no, to be honest with you, I really wanted to steer way clear of religion. And then that Xenophanes guy was duking it out with the religious guys. So it was unavoidable. But maybe going forward, I'm hoping that these guys in this, these Eleatics, they're like pre-Socratics. That are going to be then refuted by Socrates and some other people. So maybe that conversation will continue on and we'll get away from religion. Definitely hoping that. Just because, you know, don't discuss religion or politics in polite company. Shouldn't be doing that on a philosophy podcast. But I guess it does lay some really good solid groundwork going forward. Because, like, it seems as if this is one huge conversation, progresses along, and when you follow it, it's like kind of like reading the newspaper every day. You kind of, like, you're grasping at the big picture at the beginning, but then if you read it a few months, you kind of see storylines develop, and you kind of remember from the articles you read before, and you start to get a deeper understanding. But, yeah, so that's what I'm thinking is definitely going to be happening here. We'll go on our merry way. And, yeah, so joyful I was mentioning as one of my 25 words that I tried out. And that really didn't really fly too well for me. And I was just thinking of some other words. And I will tell you, my five words, dignity is one word that actually resonates pretty strongly with me. It's one of those words that, you know, when we're coming up with our 25 words, and there's going to be some, fillers in there, dignity in regard to whatever, or in this context, or dignity for all, or something like that. So it's not like 25 top words, like, but those words that are going to hit you, like dignity, you feel a presence in the middle of your chest, right where your heart is, and you feel it, like, really powerful in you. And that, I feel like I'm at my best. Here's the problem, right? Because I rail against people for thinking they're going to be their higher and lower self. But, and then be against these people who believe in God because they're always talking about becoming something different than they are. And it's, you know, I don't want to be becoming something different than I am. I just want to get to the essence of who I am right now and who I will be and who I was before. It hasn't been changing, but I can just bring out those traits more and emphasize them more and when I limit it down to all this broad spectrum of emotions that I'm having, keying on a few and really try to heighten those. But then it's kind of like, well, aren't you, isn't that you at a higher self when you're doing that? And isn't that something where you're becoming something different? You're leaving behind all the other words in the English language, and you're, you know, de-emphasizing every other word in the English language, and then you're bringing these to the forefront. It's a higher self. It's becoming. You're becoming somebody different when you do that, aren't you? I don't know. I don't know right now what the answer to that is. I really don't. Yeah, I don't know what the answer to that is, because if it, you know, my argument is it was always there, and it's always. I'm not bringing anything else out, but it's really hard for me to make that argument and say, well, Tommy, let's walk through the mechanics of how you're going to be emphasizing something. And when I say, like, what was the word? The word was dignity. You know, well, now I'm talking about dignity. And it is kind of like, even if I disagree with somebody, or, you know, like, I disagree with somebody, I think they're wrong. But in a state where they feel slighted and they've expressed to me that they feel slighted by somebody or a group of people, like kind of like the deck was stacked against them and they didn't get treated fairly. When that hot word, right, that they didn't get treated fairly, and I want to at least say there's a way for those people to keep their dignity. Maybe even if they know they're wrong, I don't know. It's so hard to explain this to me. That's funny. I didn't mean to say that, but I think it's really true. It's so hard to explain this to me. You know, how does that actually work out? Like, you know, somebody feels like the system just beat them up, but they need to get some sort of validation, some sort of win. However small it is, they can say, well, I got my butt kicked in this situation, but I came out of it with just a smidge of self-respect, and I still retain my dignity in that interaction. That's really, like, in those cases where I'm helping somebody do that, or I'm just seeing somebody fight to do that, and then they succeed, that really makes me feel so good. And it's not even like these big, like, broad situations. It's somebody who just kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm searching for a good example here. But somebody who is just clearly in the wrong in a situation. Maybe they've acted in a manner where it's just like, hey, you're out of line. But instead of beating them down and being judgmental to them, just allowing them somehow to come out of it not feeling shame. Not feeling shame, feeling that dignity. Dignity and shame. I guess dignity and shame would be my opposites. So if I feel like somebody's feeling shame over something, I feel so good when that person can avoid that and latch on to a little shred of dignity that they would still have. And that's, I don't know, I guess, you know, and when I guess, I yeah, so now we got dignity here, but it's also when other people are retaining their dignity while putting other people down and then building themselves up by putting somebody else down. That's what I like to rail against. That gets my blood boiling, that gets that feeling right in my chest. So if I see these things going on, or maybe if I'm doing it too, if I'm doing it to somebody, then I kind of feel like, oh man, I'm real making a bad decision here. It's not something I should be doing. Or you know, let's get real here. Ultimately I'm probably talking about myself more than anything, but if somebody's, you know, humiliating me, making me feel bad, making me feel shame, being judgmental toward me, I'm looking for that shred of dignity to come out. And I know how meaningful it is to me. So then I project that on other people, and I want to see them have that same good feeling that I have. by getting my self-respect. But anyway, so that's one of those 25 words that I'm throwing around. Obviously, that's going to need some work here. But, yeah, I think Xenophon is in this, you know, talking about, you know, what are you basing these things on? It's really making me question a lot of how I formulate my thoughts and opinions and if I get valid beliefs that come out of that rather than just arbitrary feelings and everything is the same meaning and I'm just kind of going through life, you know, not trying to be judgmental and not trying to be valuing one trait over another, but maybe I do have to pick out that trait. Maybe I do have to take a stand. And even, I don't know. I mean, is it such a difficult stand to take to say that people should be treated with dignity? I mean, who is going to argue with me on that point? But yet, it's such an important point to me. Well, anyway, so this X-Man gave me a lot to think about. I hope it's given you a lot to think about. And I hope, I don't know, in my word selection, I hope that gives you a little bit of, piques your interest, gives you a little of a peek to your interest in thinking about maybe one or two words you add to that word list of 25. So stay tuned. Upcoming seasons, we're going to pick one of these Eliotic guys. We're going to go with him. Going to be a bunch of episodes devoted to them. We're going to really get into it. And then we'll move all the way through the Eliotics in like really three more seasons, it looks like. So, all right, everybody. Go get some. Get after it. Make it happen today. Be yourself. And have dignity, too. Yeah, I'll throw that in, too. All right, buddy. All right, people. Ladies and gents.